What matters? We often hear people say, the first thing I'm going to do when I get to heaven is ask God, and you can fill in the blank. Perhaps they haven't paid attention to Scripture. Revelation 1, 14 through 17. The hair on his head was white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were like blazing fire. His feet were like bronze glowing in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of rushing waters. His face was like the sun shining in all its brilliance. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. When I read the stories in the Bible about encounters with Jesus, the glorified Jesus, I deduce two things. One, no one, and I mean no one, is going to be standing up proudly questioning God Almighty about anything. There will be instead much falling down and prostrating, some in wonderful worship, many in abject remorse over how badly they missed it. And two, none of all this world, this culture, our business and distractions, our achievements and accomplishments that surround and obsess us, is going to matter. Not one bit, not at all. The Holy Spirit gives us a picture of what that day for each of us is going to look like. Philippians 2, 10 through 11. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord. None of us will be acknowledging anything about our resumes or our accomplishments or all the noisy distractions with which we are so consumed each day. It won't matter then. So why should it matter so much now? The only thing that will matter. When we stand face to face with God Almighty, only one thing will matter. Trust. Jesus will ask you, did you trust me? He makes this crystal clear. Luke 18:8. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith, trust on this earth? The Holy Spirit continues this truth. Galatians 5:6. The only thing that counts is faith, trust, expressing itself through love. Therefore, we can rest assured Jesus will ask each of us, ask you, these two questions. One, did you trust me for your salvation? And two, did you trust me in the details of your life? Imagine what your life would look like if you actually did learn to trust Jesus in the details, all the details of your life. I can think of a lot of word pictures, but the one that jumps out at me is relaxed. Relaxed, as in a calm, relaxed pace that should be characteristic of the children of God. Oswald Chambers, August 5th. This new year, may you seek to learn to trust Jesus. First, to be sure, for your salvation, and then to trust him in the details of your calm, relaxed life.